Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
She's 6 years old and cute as a bug, but the things that come out of her mouth are totally unacceptable, according to her first grade teacher. We're talking about little Bryn Williams of Temecula, California, and her problems that all began when her teacher asked the class to bring an item that's part of their family's Christmas tradition. She decided to bring the Star of Bethlehem from the top of her family's Christmas tree. According to a recent article by Todd Starnes of Fox News, Bryn began her talk by saying, quote, "Our Christmas tradition is to put a star on top of our tree. The star is named the Star of Bethlehem. The three kings followed the star to find baby Jesus, the Savior of the world," end quote. It was then that the full weight and force of California's public school system came crashing down on her innocent six-year-old world. Her teacher, kind and patient as first grade teachers always are, yelled at her, ordering her to stop right there and take her seat. Catastrophe averted, the teacher then told the class that they were not allowed to talk about the Bible or share its verses. Poor Bryn was humiliated and visibly shaken. She thought she had done something wrong and that she was in trouble. The next day, her mother, Gina Williams, met with the principal, who told her that Bryn's teacher had done the right thing. She said that it was important that none of the other students be offended by Bryn's presentation. She said that the school district had specific education codes that protect the school. Bryn's mother was shocked, but unfortunately, stories like this are far too common. It's understandable that an individual teacher may not understand the Constitution or be well-versed in case law surrounding the First Amendment, but the school district's lawyers certainly are, and it's clear that this teacher was coached, probably at a ubiquitous in-service training day. Bryn's mother fortunately did the right thing. She contacted a law firm specializing in First Amendment religious liberties, who then sent a letter demanding an apology from the school district. This is a classic case of viewpoint discrimination, and Bryn's rights had been violated. To remain silent is to allow the school district to continue discriminating, and it turns out that this isn't the first case. Last October, a seventh grader in the same school district was publicly ridiculed by a public school teacher for reading the Bible. According to Starnes, the classroom assignment had been to read a nonfiction book. The teacher told the student in front of the class that the Bible was fiction and refused to give him credit for the assignment. According to Bryn's attorney, the disapproval and hostility that Christian students have come to experience in our nation's public schools has been epidemic, and unfortunately, we're not immune. At the Montana Family Foundation, we've worked on several religious liberties cases, all the way from a second grader in Great Falls up to students facing religious discrimination at our universities. If you know of a student facing discrimination because of their beliefs, don't hesitate to call us. We can help. On another note, Fox News correspondent Todd Starnes will keynote our fall banquets in Billings and Bozeman. He has his finger on the pulse of religious liberty cases nationwide, and these promise to be powerhouse events. Remember, when it comes to religious freedom, you either use it or you lose it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.